light speed.
Hello, and welcome to a Lightspeed Short Shot. In this episode, we bring you Five Views of the Planet Tartarus by Rachel K. Jones, narrated by Justine Eyre. Right after this message.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Auto insurance can all seem the same until it comes time to use it. So don't get stuck paying more for less coverage. Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and you could start saving money in no time. Get a quote today. Restrictions apply. USAA.
And now, Justine Eyre.
Five Views of the Planet Tartarus by Rachel K. Jones. 1. Once a decade, a titanium-nosed shuttle ploughs through the rings of the planet Tartarus with a new batch of prisoners destined for the Orpheus factory. The debris that makes up the rings is so thick that it thunders like a hailstorm, deafening the passengers. As the orbiting debris bounces and scrapes against the hull, the prisoners squeeze their eyes closed and beg the pilot to be more careful. "Are you trying to hit all of them?" a prisoner snaps, covering his ears against the roaring onslaught. The pilot laughs through her nose, ironic, dismissive. "We always do, as many as we can." She steers into the path of the debris, and the thundering increases. 2. Planetside, they hold a farce of a trial in the Sibylline Court, a decaying mansion of rotten marble. All traitors to the Sibyllines go to Tartarus to receive the only punishment for rebellion, eternal life. The prisoners stand at attention as the comms read out their names. A whirring, ten-limbed auto-judge pronounces their sentences in turn, omitting no words from the traditional declaration of guilt, because the Sibylline Empire believes in ceremony. 3. One by one, the prisoners file into a dark, square mouth cut from the earth, the Orpheus factory. Machines shred their clothes and lather them in amber disinfectant that burns the skin and smells like tar and makes all their hair fall out. Tiny silver needles snake into their veins. Nanobots pump into their blood, flooding their organs, cleaning off plaques, lengthening telomeres, repairing neurons. The last injection severs their voluntary motor pathways, so nothing moves but their eyes. Before the final step, the prisoners feel young again, for a moment. 4. The last gift of the planet Tartarus to its newborn residents is a brand new spacesuit, bright white, top of the line, with solar-powered life support that can recycle respirated air and bodily wastes for up to 200 years, should nothing breach the suit's barrier. Machines thread the prisoners' bodies with tubes for feeding and waste disposal. At the end of this process, the Orpheuses are piled together outside beneath the dark sky, their terrified eyes flickering behind their faceplates, their lips drawn back by spasticity into a tight, cramped grin. When the job is done, the pilot who flew the inbound shuttle loads them back into the cargo bay, stacking the bodies high and deep like firewood. 5. On its way through the planetary belt, the shuttle dumps the new Orpheuses into the ring that loops round and round Tartarus like a dirge that will never end. That is when the prisoners will see all the frozen white spacesuits, billions in orbit, their eyes aware and flickering behind well-made helmets, their blood pumped full of machines that won't let them die, their bodies spinning around the planet forever and ever. They will float eternally, unable to sleep. They will pray for a rogue asteroid to careen into their path and breach their suits. 10 years later, when they see the silver-tipped shuttle approach the weary planet, they will pray for the vessel to smash into their bodies as it enters orbit and ascends to the surface. The pilots do always try to hit as many as they can.
You have just heard Five Views of the Planet Tartarus by Rachel K. Jones, narrated by Justine Eyre.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's Hypothetical.
This story was taken from the pages of Lightspeed Magazine, which is edited by John Joseph Adams. The podcast is produced by Skyboat Media. The story and podcast are copyright 2024. I am Jim Freund. Thank you for listening.